Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, we take a look at the Middle East with the Honorable Jacob Dayan. He's the Israeli Consul General from Los Angeles. Plus on the Power Pundit panel today, Bill Brainerd, Chris Wicker, and Todd Taxpayer Bailey. It's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park. The resort at Red Hawk. The Whittemore Peterson Institute, where today's discoveries are tomorrow's cure. And the Las Vegas Review Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
Las Vegas Review Journal. Get inside.
Colon cancer kills unless you catch it early. That's why 39 members of the Assembly voted to make insurance companies cover colon cancer tests. But Sharon Angle was one of only two to vote no.
Don't you think it's government's responsibility to make sure that insurance companies cover certain things?
No, I don't think so.
Sharon Angle's against making insurance companies cover colon cancer tests, mammograms, or anything else. That's not just extreme. It's dangerous.
I'm Harry Reid, and I approve this message.
Have you followed Rory Reid's campaign?
I'm angry.
Besides being angry, Rory Reid's been dishonest. He's lied about Brian Sandoval, and he changed positions on taxes again. First, Rory wanted to raise taxes. Then he said he'd wait for the legislature to tell him what to do. Then he said no new taxes. And now, Rory admits he would raise taxes after all.
I'm angry.
Rory, so are we.
This segment is sponsored by the law firm of Lewis & Rocha, providing local and regional clients in-depth legal resources in today's challenging business climate. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are very pleased to welcome to the program the Honorable Jacob Dayan. He's the Israeli Consul General from Los Angeles. Pleasure to have you on the program, sir.
Thank you for having me. It's good to be here.
Headline from the Associated Press this morning, West Bank Mosque torched by arsonists, scrawling revenge in Hebrew on a wall and charring copies of the Muslim holy book. Palestinians suspect hardline Jewish settlers of setting the fire in the village near Hebron. This is not going to help the talks between the Israelis and the Palestinians.
I condemn any radical move by anyone, but I think that the moderate forces within the Israeli society are the vast majority. What happened in the last years in the Israeli society is outstanding. I don't know if there is any comparison anywhere else in the world in which the right in Israel and the left in Israel almost disappeared, and today you have 80% which are in the center. 80% of the Israeli support is two-state solution, supports a compromise with the Palestinians, supports the peace process that is actually being negotiated now in Israel.
At this point, with settlements on the West Bank, you have 300,000 Jews living amongst 2.5 million Palestinians. Will the building moratorium, do you believe, be extended?
When we are speaking about settlements, we are actually dismantling it to few different things, few different segments in which the administration is calling, and here we differ with the administration. The administration calls settlements. We differ. When we build in Jerusalem, we think it's part of the state of Israel. There are the big blocks of settlements, which are completely different, and I think that in any negotiations, and anyone understands that those are going to be part of the state of Israel, and there are the rest of the settlements. So when we are speaking about settlement, we have to differentiate that. It might sound like the advanced class. It might sound like don't mix me with the facts. But with the previous administration, with the Bush administration, there was actually an agreement in which we can build in places that everyone understands that even in future, after a compromise, will stay under Israeli control. This is the prevailing knowledge. Most of the settlers, by the way, out of the 300,000 that you mentioned, live in those big blocks of settlements. So actually, a compromise is within hand.
Do you feel okay? So a compromise businesses within hand. Expand on that further, would you? George Mitchell and Hillary Clinton obviously have been working very hard on this topic. What are your thoughts about where we're heading?
I think that the Prime Minister was very, very clear when he said that he believes that in 1 year we can achieve a framework agreement. The idea is to put an end to this conflict, something that we are trying for quite a long time. What this government started in the last 2 years is also another process which complements the bottom or the top bottom process, which is we are sitting and discussing all the hardcore issues. But what we are doing now is also bottom up process in which three things are being done. One is building the Palestinian economy. The second one is building the security apparatus of the Palestinians. And the third one is building the institutions. And there is a significant movement. If you look at the last 2 years in the West Bank, there was more than 80% of economic growth. And those are phenomenal figures, especially if you look at the economic meltdown throughout the world. And this is not by coincidence. Israel is taking significant risks in order to build the Palestinian economy, in order to help the Palestinians build some kind of a viable institution that will lead eventually to a state.
Well, and that's the interesting part. And why do you think it has taken so long? Why has it taken since 1967 until now for Israel to realize that if the Palestinians have something to lose, then, you know, that would be a road to peace?
I think that you cannot start in 1967. Actually, if you want to start the question, you should start that in 1947, in which the UN decided to divide Palestine into a Jewish state according to the UN resolution and to an Arab state, Palestinian state. The Arabs decided to reject that and invaded immediately the state of Israel. We had 600,000 people then, and we lost 1% of the people.
Okay, it's like, well, one of the things about the Middle East is, and just having recently spent time in Israel and in Egypt, is that you can pick any portion in history and go back there and try to decide, you know, what area it was. We're going to take a break. We'll come right back with more with the Israeli Consul General right after this.
I'm Sharon Engel, and I approve this message.
First, Harry Reid votes to give special tax breaks and social security benefits to illegal aliens. Then, Reid cheers as the president of Mexico slams Arizona's tough illegal immigration law. Now, Reid has introduced a plan that gives illegals a pathway to amnesty and even special college tuition rates with the money coming from Nevada taxpayers. Harry Reid, the best friend illegals have ever had.
Hello, I'm Lance Gilman. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. The Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevada. We are TRI.
Senior homeowners have been feeling anxious about money lately. The good news is that you can do something about it now with Home Equity Relief. Stop the worry and stay in your home. Find out how much money you can receive every month with a reverse mortgage.
I'm just one of 500,000 seniors that sleeps better at night.
It's true. A government-backed reverse mortgage stops the concern about money and keeps you self-reliant.
After Phil died, my home equity release covered missing Social Security payments and kept me safely in our house. Maybe you should re-examine this government-insured program, too.
Be smart enough to look for yourself. Receive our new information kit when you qualify. Only Comfortable Retirement offers home equity release, the new reverse mortgage program designed for active seniors.
Lock in the cash value of your biggest asset and maintain your independence.
After all your hard work, you're entitled to a comfortable retirement and never having a mortgage payment again.
This segment is sponsored by the law firm of Lewis & Rocha, providing local and regional clients in-depth legal resources in today's challenging business climate. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with the Honorable Jacob Dayan. He's the Israeli Consul General from Los Angeles. 60 Minutes this past Sunday showed a segment on Iraq showing Iraqi Kurds sending truckloads of oil and motor oil to Iran despite the U.S. and the central government's intended blockade. Your thoughts on that?
I think that the idea of controlling or sanctioning Iran is the right idea now, because Iran is definitely leading the radicalism in the world. They're trying to spread Islamic fundamentalism. They're trying to develop nuclear capabilities. And this is really the task of the world, to make sure that the sanctions work.
Okay, but we got pictures on 60 Minutes of a not just one truck, but a whole row, maybe a mile long, of trucks carrying oil and motor oil into Iran. Should the central government or the United States government be doing something against the Kurdish portion of Iraq to stop this?
We should do anything against those who are trying to break the sanctions, those who are trying to break the Security Council resolutions, whether they are Kurds, whether they are Europeans. It doesn't matter what nationality you are. You have to obey Security Council resolutions, and this is a strict fourth one against Iran. And I think that we have to make sure that it works, because if it doesn't work, if the sanctions doesn't work, the other options are not as good as the sanctions.
What would your government want to do? I mean, obviously, you guys have known this has been going on.
Yeah. You asked the question correctly, because it's not my government's role to do. I think that this is the world to do. It's the Americans to do. It's first and foremost an American issue and the world's issue. And I'll tell you why I think it's an American issue. Because of three main reasons. Because the first one is, if Iran achieves nuclear capabilities, the entire regime that exists today in the world, the non-proliferation treaty, in which countries cannot gain nuclear capabilities, will collapse. And in that, we will lose the responsible adult in the room. When the two kids are arguing, the responsible adult is coming. The second reason is that there is an unwritten agreement that exists in the last 70 years between the Gulf countries and the West, in which you supply them stability and they supply you sources of energy. That will collapse as well. But the most devastating impact is going to be that if Iran achieves nuclear capabilities, it will launch such a process of radicalization everywhere, not only in the Middle East, that the entire concept of reaching an agreement will disappear. And by that, radicalism will spread not only in the Middle East, not only in Asia, but also in Europe and in the West and in the United States. So it's first and foremost an American issue, the world's issue. It's not an Israeli issue.
Okay, well, the Israeli government would never allow Iran to have the nuclear capability.
I agree. I think, I hope it won't reach to the phase that Israel should not allow. But from our point of view, all options are on the table. We hope we will not have to reach this thing. But definitely, I think that having such a crazy radical regime saying that the United States has caused 9/11, at the UN in New York saying that next few miles next to Ground Zero, saying that they want to eliminate the state of Israel, such a country with such a radical regime having nuclear capabilities, this is something that the world cannot allow itself. Definitely not Israel.
What do you think about the idea that the United States is going to sell $60 billion worth of weaponry and aircraft to Saudi Arabia? And that's a natural balancing act there.
I think that there is a strategic connection and partnership between Israel and the United States. The United States is obligated, the administration and the Congress are obligated to keep the military edge, the qualitative military edge of Israel, and it continues administration after an administration. And I think that this is part of the problem that Iran is creating now, the proliferation. I cannot tell you that I feel 100% secure when Saudis will have F-15, definitely. But still, I think that the United States is totally committed to keep this military edge that Israel has in the region.
Okay, but if you look at the situation in Saudi Arabia, if the royal family were to fall, then the Wahhabis would take over, and now they'd be sitting on $60 billion of the latest American technology.
I think that All over the Middle East, if you look, the only democracy that exists in the Middle East is Israel. The only stable regime, democratic regime, is Israel. So definitely it appears everywhere. And we should pay attention to that. I think that this is a consideration that has to be taken by the administration, by the Congress, by any American that is allowing that. But the main thing, and I think that here we should be focused, is Iran and stopping Iran. I think that today we have an opportunity because the Saudis, for the Saudis and for the other regimes in the region, the most disturbing and immediate threat is the Iranian threat. And there is nothing more that they want to stop than the Iranians, because they know that if the Iranians achieve their nuclear capabilities, then the immediate risk is to their regimes.
Let's talk about Hezbollah. They've got twice as much weaponry along the northern border as they had before the last skirmish a couple of years ago. Why do you think that they have not attacked Israel?
Hezbollah is a stronghold. This is a proxy of Iran. They are getting instructions from Iran. When you saw the 2006 Lebanon war, this was not a war between Israel and Hezbollah. This was actually the first war between Israel and Iran, between Israel and its proxies. The head of Hezbollah, Nasrallah, has an Iranian passport. They are being trained. They are being armored. They are being sponsored by the Iranians. They have immediate connections. I think that in the next few days, if not in tomorrow, the Iranian president should visit Lebanon there, and this is very, very disturbing. And the fact that you mentioned that Hezbollah, although there is a Security Council resolution 1701, doubled its weaponry coming from Iran and Syria is very worrying. And they are just waiting for the signal to come from Iran. This is why I think nothing happened.
But now Hezbollah has also been totally involved in the political process now in Lebanon. Do you think that one of the reasons they're holding back is that Israel is looking at this and saying, you know, if this happens again, it's not going to be a border war. Beirut is on the table as well.
Sam, do you know any other political party that has 40,000 rockets? I don't know. So being involved in any political negotiations or political process in Lebanon is puzzling to me. But nevertheless, I'll tell you that definitely we see Lebanon accountable for whatever is going to happen. And I don't think that today you can totally differentiate between Hezbollah and the Lebanese army. We saw other incidents, and we have to make sure that we control the Hezbollah, and the Hezbollah is not taking over. What happened in Lebanon today, Lebanon is a great example, because that was the only, beside Israel, the only non-Muslim country in the Middle East with a Christian majority. Today you find 7 million Christians, Lebanese, living outside Lebanon. And it's not by coincidence. The immediate reason is the Hezbollah. This is what is happening there. And this is why we have to control, and we have to make sure that they are not being strengthened even more.
And just a yes or no answer, is Beirut on the table?
Nothing is on the table now, and hopefully it's not going to be on the table. I think that we have to make sure that Lebanon is accountable for the Hezbollah. We will not differentiate between Hezbollah and Lebanon.
And that's where we got to leave it. I thank you so much for coming. So many more topics to cover. Please come back.
Thank you very much.
We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
So, who do you use for workers' comp?
Pro Group Management.
Oh, I've heard some good things about them.
You bet. Employee background check, safety training, claim seminars. Oh, here's the great part. If you have an issue, they work for you, not against you.
Well, sounds perfect. And expensive.
Well, that's the best part. They saved me 25%, and I've heard they saved more for others.
Works for me.
Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
On the next Face to Face, we'll be coming to you from Reno with Washoe District Attorney candidate Roger Holmes. His opponent, DA Dick Gamek, is refusing to debate. What's he afraid of? We'll ask his opponent on the next Face to Face.
I'm Attorney Angela Bolentini.
And I'm Charlie Kilpatrick. After the auto accident, who pays for your medical bills? Who pays for your rental car?
Before you call a chain law firm, call us right away for a free appointment and consultation.
Colon cancer kills unless you catch it early. That's why 39 members of the assembly voted to make insurance companies cover colon cancer tests. But Sharon Angle was one of only two to vote no.
Don't you think it's government's responsibility to make sure that insurance companies cover certain things?
No, I don't think so.
Sharon Angle's against making insurance companies cover colon cancer tests, mammograms, or anything else. That's not just extreme. It's dangerous.
I'm Harry Reid, and I approve this message.
We have no record of your husband's disability claim. Please fill out another application and apply again. Next, next.
If your Social Security disability claim is going nowhere fast, take some action now and call us. We'll get you the benefits you've earned. Your first visit is free, and you know what? You only pay us when you get paid. David Allen and Associates. We get results. I'm David Allen.
This segment is brought to you by the Whittemore Peterson Institute, where today's discoveries are tomorrow's cures. This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great Power Pundit panel. As always, Bill Brainerd is here, the community activist, Todd Taxpayer Bailey, who's a small business owner and also very involved in politics, and Chris Wicker, spokesperson for the Washoe County Democratic Party. Pleasure to have you all here. Wanted to start out with you, Chris. Your thoughts on this tape recording that Scott Ashion, the Tea Party of Nevada candidate, although not supported by other Tea Party groups around the country, recorded with Sharon Angle. Your thoughts on this?
Well, I think I would start out with, I don't condone anybody secretly taping a conversation. It wasn't a confidential conversation because there's a lot of people present at the meeting. Scott said on the on another show that the reason he did it, he feared that he would be misquoted, but I don't know. But the substance of the conversation that was tape recorded, number one, it shouldn't be a surprise to anybody that Sharon Angle detests the Republican establishment, even though they're raising money for her, I think, tomorrow. And number two, though, that should disturb a lot of people is the blatant selling of her juice in Washington if he would drop out of the race. Now, some of that influence, obviously, we know goes on, but to blatantly...
Really?
Yeah, but to blatantly say, you know, I'll give you my juice if you'll drop out of the race, that's pretty disgusting, actually.
But isn't that what Senator Reid is selling to, which is that he's the majority leader of the United States, he has the power, he has the juice?
You know, Sharon Angle can tell Scott Ashton anything she wants, and that's not really going to change one vote. Harry Reid is the problem, and that's what we need to do, is keep our eye on Harry Reid and sending him back to Searchlight. He has been the majority leader. He is the one that has to accept responsibility for where we are today. And just because Sharon Angle has a quick meeting with Scott Ashton and they discuss some things doesn't change one thing about that equation. And a vote for none of the above is a vote for Harry Reid. So keep that in mind.
Your thoughts, Chris?
Yeah, I think Todd is completely mistaken when he says so casually that Harry Reid is to blame for everything that's happened to this state.
Well, it's not casual.
State.
It's not casual.
Oh, I know.
It's not.
The people that have studied that claim, objective observers, have said that's absolutely false, that you can't, there's something like this worldwide recession that occurred that caused people to lose their jobs, and tourism and construction-based industry like Nevada is, people who've lost their jobs or fear losing their jobs are not going to come to Nevada for tourism.
He voted for the bank bailouts, he voted for health care reform, which is now killing jobs. He is going to let a tax increase automatically take effect on January 1 on every American.
Oh, you know that's absolute nonsense. You know that
the
Republicans have tried to stop the automatic tax increase except for the richest Americans, and the Republicans have blocked that.
Why do you
so that you can make
the
claims like that?
Why is it always picking on the rich when those are the people who create the jobs in the state?
Okay, hang on a second. Let's get Bill in here. So he's not
it's so
a lot of time here.
I just want to make a comment. Your very first comments, Chris, I have to agree. You know, I agree with it. As far as this none of the above, I'm one of those none of the above who will not vote for somebody who is talking directly to God and God's talking back to her. That just scares the holy heck out of me. I'm sorry. So I'm not voting for Harry, your candidate, but I'm not also not voting for Sharon. I'm voting for none of the above.
But that is a vote for Harry Reid.
Of course not. You
well,
have
sure
to check
is.
By Harry. You know, that's a silly statement. Okay.
Well, okay. If Harry Reid wins because too many people voted for none of the above, you get Harry Reid.
Yeah.
That's a simple math
equation. And if Sharon wins because I voted that way, then I get stuck with her. So I get
stuck.
So
you like Harry Reid more than Sharon Angle?
That's silliness.
Okay.
I'm not
going to
vote for either one. But let me, as far as the voting is concerned, saying that Sharon Angle, my vote for none of the above. I'm voting for the. I'm voting for Sandoval, Brian Kroelke, Martin. I'm voting for Republicans. I'm just not voting for a theocrat.
You know, we have secret balloting in this country. You don't actually have to reveal.
Yeah, I don't mind, but I get so tired of people saying that a vote for none of the above is kind of like picking between a Gorgon and Hitler. I'm not going to pick either one. You want to pick them.
Well, it was interesting. I was at a meeting yesterday with a longtime Nevada voter who said to me, I have no idea who to vote for. And I'm planning to vote for none of the above if I can't figure it out. Why do you think that there's this huge disconnect between somebody who's been in politics as long as Harry Reid and the voters?
Well, I think there's two things at work there. Number one, there's a lot of new people in the state. There's a whole bunch of voters.
She's been around for 40, 50 years.
Yeah, but there's a whole bunch of new voters that have never had the opportunity to vote for Harry Reid. The second point is that the right wing of this state and this country have been lying and creating deception about Harry Reid for many years now because he's been in their crosshairs ever since he assumed a leadership position. And they lie about him, call him corrupt and this and that, and absolutely no proof. But a period of time, it starts to register.
There's a land
voters.
Deal in Vegas where Harry Reid made over $1 million. Now, no other citizen in Las Vegas got that deal. He got that deal.
Well, many other citizens in Las Vegas got pretty good land
deals.
Not the time.
Preferential zoning change that his partner got. So, I'm sorry, there is evidence for these things. Okay. And, you know, I'm not a liar. I'm looking at the facts, and that's the way it is. Now, people are going to make up the decision they're going to make. If you want to vote for none of the above, go ahead and support Harry Reid. But the fact of the matter is, having a private conversation with Scott Ashton doesn't change a thing. It doesn't change a thing.
You get the last word.
Okay. Harry Reid has been the best legislator this state has ever had. He's done so much for Nevada, contrary to what people have said. And contrary to what Todd would say, the stimulus plan and the bailout saved this country from the second Great Depression.
And that's where you got to leave it. Gentlemen, thank you for a spirited discussion. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
Trina Stevens with Internet Auto Rent and Sales, your new car alternative store. When you drive a new car off the lot of the new car dealership, it loses up to 40% of its value. That's why smart buyers buy 1 to 2 year old vehicles instead. Most of these cars are still under factory warranty and all have 100,000 mile warranties available. Internet cars look like new and drive like new, but are priced 30 to 40% less than new. Why pay the difference if you can't tell the difference at Internet Auto Rent and Sales?
You squeeze, roll, and press. Now your bathroom looks a mess. And why is it impossible to get out the last drop of toothpaste? Not anymore. Introducing Touch and Brush, the hands-free toothpaste dispenser that works with just a touch. Touch and Brush works with virtually any size tube and secures easily onto any surface in seconds. So now sticky bathroom sinks are a thing of the past. The secret is our patented technology. As the toothbrush gently pushes the pump arm, vacuum force pulls fresh toothpaste from the tube and dispenses it right on the brush. And Touch and Brush uses every last bit of toothpaste. Similar products sell for over $70, but you can get Touch and Brush today for just $19.99. But hold everything. We'll include this Sonic 4X toothbrush, a $20 value free. Just pay additional shipping and handling. This incredible $90 value is all yours for just $19.99. Call now.
Call 1-800-474-7215 to order Touch and Brush for $19.99. Call now and we'll include the Sonic 4X toothbrush free. That's two amazing products for one low price.
Are you ready for this?
It's really good.
There's a new network that's home to all your favorite movies and so much more.
That's just fine.
This TV.
You're in capable hands.
Prepare to laugh. Prepare for battle. Prepare to be entertained. This TV. To find where This TV is in your area and what great movies are playing, log on to thistv.com.
On our next broadcast, Washoe County District Attorney Dick Gamak. We'll see you then.